Steve Dale back with you on WGN. Every week we feature a restaurant, and this week it is a legendary, well, kind of is and kind of isn't. We'll explain that. Chicago restaurant coming out of their shell, it's the Tortoise Club. Kelly Varnava, welcome to WGN. Hi.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I am good, and that's why I said kind of a lot. You walk into the Tortoise Club, and there are very few restaurants like this in Chicago. You feel you are walking back in time. You are in a historic Chicago venue, but in truth, the restaurant really isn't that old, is it?
No, so we actually just celebrated our 10 years, which we were so excited to share with our guests. However, you are correct. You know, as our guests enter the venue, we want them to feel that swanky jazz era vibe. We want our guests to feel like family. It should feel warm and inviting and really as if, you know, they're coming back and they're revisiting perhaps one of their favorite venues they've dined with before, or even if it's their first time, we really want them to be able to embrace that culture that we're really wanting to offer with each and every visit.
What were the places called where you would use this like a secret password to get in and they had this, you know what I'm referring to?
It almost reminds you of a speakeasy.
Yeah, that's in
you know,
some
we've
ways.
Had quite a few. Yeah, we've had quite a few people that, you know, have also thrown out the idea that the vibe of a supper club is very nostalgic in the respect that it's a nod to the Prohibition era. We really feel that we're a hidden gem in River North, and when you step inside, it does have that feeling that, you know, you're entering this secret club, this little hideaway. So it's really fun to kind of have this private oasis to share with our guests.
And then the waiter, like Hector, is one of your waiters, if I've got the name right. That's on me if I don't. But he comes. But all of the wait staff does that. Even if it's your first time there, it's like, and I've been there several times, but it's like you've been coming here every day. I know everything about you, even though they know nothing about you. It's this like friendly ambiance that you describe, and it's a throwback in some ways to another era.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a lot of our guests will notice that a lot of our decor, it features that deep, rich wood accent, leather tufted banquette vibe, you know, very reminiscent, a lot of the details of the Art Deco period, and really classic Chicago. We want there to be that sophisticated, swanky vibe so that our guests are really feeling, like you said, that they're stepping back in time while still having this fantastic experience today.
You mentioned Prohibition era. And there's a drink that I've had that I've is it really what Al Capone used to drink? And if so, how do you know that?
Yeah, you know, that is a great question. So our beverage director and our entire team at Tortoise Supper Club has really poured their heart into researching all of the fine details that go into what really defines a supper club. So it's not only the food program, but it's also the beverage program. And being able to share a lot of these secret stories, Chicago history, especially, you know, with classics like Al Capone and things like that, it was something that we really thought was important and exciting to share with our guests. So really being able to bring that history, you're absolutely correct. It was really important to us. So I believe the drink you are referring to was our Southside cocktail. And yes, it was a preferred beverage of Al Capone. He was the one that really dominated the gangster scene here in the Chicago South Side. And, you know, the gin specifically that was imported by Capone had this rough finish to it. And it did require, you know, perhaps some sweeteners to add to the palate to really be able to give that full body experience.
Should we talk about what's in the drink? Or maybe we should leave that alone and let people kind of check it out for themselves. Because, I mean, I think that's the coolest thing ever. So what we haven't talked about, it is a restaurant after all. We should talk about the food. So give me some menu highlights.
Absolutely. So we are a from-scratch kitchen. So everything is made in-house from scratch with the fresh ingredients. You know, you'll find on our menu, we do have supper club classics, such as beef Wellington, Dover sole.
Well, I'm stopping you. I want to stop you only for a purpose. Beef what? Beef Wellington? I remember when I was like 12 years old, and when if my parents went out fancy, you might see something on the menu, or if you went to a wedding, right? And maybe they were serving Beef Wellington, but I never knew what Beef Wellington is, really. What is Beef Wellington?
So I'm glad you asked. It's actually one of my favorite dishes on the menu. It is our prime filet wrapped in a buttery puff pastry crust. So it's got that light savory flavor to it as well. And then it is wrapped within this pastry. And then it does feature some cremini mushrooms stuffed inside as well, some prosciutto. It's got this beautiful flavor. It's a supper club classic. So that's definitely a dish not to be missed. But I do have to mention, in case you haven't tried it yet, we have, honestly, Chicago's best prime rib. We are famous for our prime rib. It's one of the guests' favorite. It is a king cut. And we do use Lawry's seasoning, which, again, nod to a classic Chicago restaurant that we used to have here. Exactly. And then we actually cook the beef for 12 hours. So it really comes out of the oven nice and tender, juicy, exactly as you would imagine prime rib to be. But those are two dishes that are not to be missed.
I have a question for you. So if it takes 12 hours to cook, does someone put that in at like 4 in the morning? And just like stand around all day. Well, it's still cooking. I'm at hour number 4. No, I'm at hour number 6. How does that work?
Right. So we do have a fantastic kitchen team who is routinely monitoring the prime rib, making sure that, you know, it's just in there for the right amount of time. So, yes, we do have staff that does stay late at night, that does come in early in the morning. Very important to us that we are, you know, promising what we are offering to our guests, that, you know, the quality that you order with this dish is going to be the same quality each and every visit. So that is something that we do really, really stress and really want to provide with our guests. Absolutely.
I'm laughing now because I'm looking at what you can't see. Our listeners can't see it either. That's our text line. And people are sending me images of what Beef Wellington looks like. I love that.
I love that. Yeah, me too.
What are some of the other special food products?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about that. And actually, something I do want to point out as I'm going through these dishes, we're actually featuring a summer restaurant week, August 8th through 12th. And a lot of our classic dishes, such as our Chilean sea bass, which is my hands-down favorite on the menu, as well as our braised short ribs, our sea scallops. These are dishes that are going to be featured on our restaurant week menu. So basically, it's a full three-course meal. It's $59.95, three courses. Every course is a full portion, as if you were coming in and dining with us a la carte, to really be able to experience all of these different options for this fantastic deal. In our first course, we do feature Oyster St. Charles, which I personally love because I'm a newbie to the oyster world, and I think it's a really great way to introduce yourself to the oyster idea and flavor and taste without necessarily going just full-fledged right away.
These are called...
We also have our...
Oyster
St. Charles.
So you go into the restaurant, then you hop on a bus and you send people to St. Charles? How does this work?
No. So Oyster St. Charles, it's actually a twist on Oyster Rockefeller. So what it is it's lightly batter fried oysters with a creamed spinach in there, and then we top it with a honey mustard aioli. So you're getting that sweet and savory flavor, as well as, again, a classic oyster.
And is what they say about oysters true? Never mind. So go on and tell me about the next dish.
Sure. So we do have our lobster bisque on this menu as well, which, again, is a classic. Our lobster bisque is one of the oldest recipes that we've had here at the restaurant. It does have the fresh lobster meat in there as well. Definitely something to try out. We also have a classic Hydro Boston Bib salad on there if you're looking for something perhaps a little bit more simple before you dive into the main course. And then, like I mentioned, we have our braised short ribs, our pan-seared sea scallops, again, the Chilean sea bass, and then also our prime skirt steak, which is wonderful. It comes with some grilled onions, our buttery mashed potatoes. So really within our second course options for this specific menu, there's a little bit of something for everybody, which is really fun. But then, of course, you have to make sure you save room to top off for our dessert, which is two of our famous pies, our cherry pie and our tortoise pie.
Oh, man. I mean, the problem with doing this segment every week, it makes me so hungry. So you get...
I hear ya.
Yeah. So you get for how much you get, I suppose, a choice of those entrees you just rattled off and the appetizer and soup, or one or the other?
Absolutely. Yep. So it's a three-course meal. There's three courses. You get your choice from each course. And within each course, there's about four options. Of course, dessert, you get two options to choose from. But I always tell people, make sure you come hungry because it is plenty of food. We'll definitely make sure that, you know, your hearts and your stomachs leave happy.
Which is a great thing. One more thing before we talk about the location and give the website. It wouldn't be a supper club without entertainment. And often you have two of not only Chicago's favorite entertainers, but entertainers that are known around the world, Mark Burnell and Ann Pringle, who perform jazz literally everywhere around the planet if they don't happen to be in Chicago. So that in of itself is great. No extra charge for the entertainment either, correct?
That's right. So we do feature live jazz every Friday and Saturday in our lounge. On Fridays, it starts at 7:30. Saturdays, it starts at 8 o'clock. And what's really exciting is that our 1919 Steinway concert piano that was given to our owner, Keane's grandmother, on her 10th birthday
wow.
is what is featured and played every weekend. So I definitely suggest checking that out as well.
That's amazing. All right. So you are located right next to Marina City. What is the street address?
It is 350 North State Street. Again, that's 350 North State Street.
And the website?
TortoiseSupperClub.com. And you're welcome to make a reservation there, or we're more than happy to assist with that if guests would like to come and call in as well.
And the restaurant week you mentioned is from when to when?
August 8th through the 12th, so just around the corner. And reservations are still available.
TortoiseSupperClub.com. I'm glad you came out of your shell. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having us. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sure you will. I love that place.